going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Welcome on into our third average hour of Draft Fest Sunday coverage. It is Sunday fun day as we recap the Saints picks in the 2020-25 class. And it's 9 selections we've been going through. And also, it is official now. The Saints have put out their undrafted free agent class, which we had talked about earlier. There are no new additions to that list they put out, right, Jeff?
11 so we went names. The ones we went through earlier in the show, those are all there, yep.
So we, after our first break, we're going to talk to Sam Bruckhaus, former Tulane linebacker, also works now with Sumer Sports, analytical website, as we break down the draft class. We'll get in more of this hour into kind of thoughts around the NFL since we've been talking about the Saints the first 2 hours. And just curious from what you guys saw and think right off the bat, did any people or teams, I guess should say, stand out in this draft as really hitting that home run for their squads?
Well, anytime you can get a first-round talent at number 59, you win the draft, in my opinion. And so, like, and the Ravens – you know, we this is what I said in the first hour. Like, how do good teams stay good?
Right.
They do the vetting on a player that's falling in the draft, feel good about it, and land a guy like Mike Green. I mean, he's a first-round pick. No question. And I think a lot of times what happens with players like that is, yes, there are some legitimate off-the-field concerns, but, you know, not necessarily – okay, we can't draft this guy. We don't feel comfortable drafting this guy because there are question marks. And when you're drafting a player, you know, the way you describe it, you know, however you describe it, you're basically marrying that player. You don't marry someone that you're not sure about. You marry someone that you're in love with, you know, or maybe you marry someone for a green card, but that doesn't fit into the analogy. Anyway, so, you know, a lot of teams may have had concerns about it. So he fell and he fell and he fell and he fell. But the Ravens were a team that did all the vetting. They turned over all the rocks. They talked to the people they needed to talk to, and they felt good about it. And so they get the, you know, NCAA leader in sacks and a guy that, you know, showed up at the Senior Bowl, blew up 2 first-round offensive tackles, and then said, "I'm good. I'm leaving. You know, I'm leaving on a high note like George Costanza." And so the Ravens, a team that traditionally is this elite defensive group, ends up with Mike Green. And I think the rest of their draft class was solid as well. So that would be mine. Like, when you that's the steal of the draft. In 2-3 years, we're going to be looking back and saying, how the heck did Mike Green get to the second round? And it'll be because, you know, it wasn't until the Ravens that the team felt comfortable with it.
Right. Guys, I'm going to go with a couple for ones that I like. And then I think this will kind of lead into the talk about Shadur. Right. The Browns draft was weird.
But Mel Kiper Jr. gave him an A+ because they got Shadur, baby.
Of course he did.
Weird? In what way? How could you possibly?
The Browns?
You draft 2 quarterbacks. You draft 2 running backs. Like, you don't address much else.
You trade off of Travis Hunter. Yeah. You trade to not take a generational player.
It was a very strange draft.
A+, baby.
For them. But I want to actually address a couple. Unfortunately, and I guess it also kind of depends on what you think of Tet McMillan, the Panthers kind of killed it in this draft. Dan Morgan, I think, did a really, really good job. And Tet was...
they were very active.
Yeah, Tet was the first, I think, big surprise in the top 10. Like, all those players, you kind of expected... it was a gigantic smokescreen because it caught everybody that they were going to take Jalen Walker or take a defensive lineman in the first round. Instead, they take Tet and get Bryce, the big body target with pick number 8 overall. But then they go defensive line back-to-back picks with Nick Scorton and then Prince Liam Onmielen, two SEC edge rushers.
I did like Etienne as well.
Etienne in the fourth round, as you were mentioning. Lathan Ransom, the safety from Ohio State, in the fourth round as well. So two fourth-round picks, two fifth-round picks. Cam Jackson, defensive tackle from Florida. And Mitchell Evans, the tight end from Notre Dame. And then sixth round, Jimmy Horn. I think that is a very good draft class, unfortunately, in the NFC South. Another one that I really liked, and this is just kind of personal, I loved at least the start of the Lions draft, getting Tyleek Williams in the first round, who is just a brick wall. And then in the second round, doubling down on just the beef and getting Tate Ratledge, the interior offensive lineman from Georgia, Isaac Tesla in the third round. Miles Frazier, who I thought could have been a fourth-round pick or maybe even a third-round pick. I think it was like number 86 on Mike D's big board. Falls into day three and then falls all the way into the fifth round. I think they potentially got a starting guard in the fifth round. That's really good as well. But just talking about like the Dan Campbell mentality of winning up front, and you get three quality linemen and a potential high upside swing with Isaac Tesla, the wide receiver in the third round.
I'll give you one more. I thought the Seahawks had a sneaky good draft. And, you know, not a lot of people are talking about it because they didn't have – You know, they went with a guard in the first round, Greg Zabel, but I think he's the best interior lineman, can kick out to tackle. And then they probably got the best athlete in the draft, Nick Amonwori. He probably should have been a first-round pick, positional value, right? Some question marks. Best athlete in the draft, no question. They got him in the second round. And Elijah Arroyo.
That was
what
I had on my Saints wish list.
Out of Miami, right. So, you know, like fantastic tight end out of Miami. And then Jalen Milroe, you know, like a guy that – I think in Clint Kubiak's offense can be really good. You know, and then it's just a lot of really, really intriguing options. Torrey Horton out of Colorado State, I think, is a sneaky good pick. And so, I mean, the Seahawks, a team that has their quarterback, has like a developmental quarterback, builds a really, really good team, I think.
Curious to see, you know, how Clint Kubiak now fares over with the Seahawks after just 1 year here in New Orleans.
Yeah, it'll be funny if his offense finally clicks. I don't know. This might be his last shot. If he flames out there, it's going to be tough. What you'll say is this is his first chance to be an offensive coordinator on a staff that is not, you know, kind of marked for slaughter. You know, like he was the offensive coordinator on Mike Zimmer's staff, and it was like, yeah, okay, well, we'll give you this very short leash, and then if not, send you into the sun. Same thing happened. So
one last thing before we get into the Browns. I liked the Cardinals' first three picks. Yeah. I don't know too much about their day three selections. Walter Nolan in the first round. I mean, listen, if that kid hits, he's going to be a terror on the interior defensive line for years to come. He needs to be in the kind of right frame of mind, is kind of what Mike and I were talking about with him. But he's got all the talent in the world to be a legit NFL stud for a long time. Second round, you get one of the best value picks in the entire draft. If he's healthy, Will Johnson at pick 47.
Yep.
I mean, unbelievable that he fell out of the first round and he fell into the middle of the second round. The Cardinals, you could have told me that entering the draft, Will Johnson was their first round pick. I would have believed you. They got him in the second round and got Walter Nolan. And then they got Jordan Burch, an edge rusher that we talked with Pete Jenkins about. Pete worked with them. He's a South Carolina guy. They got him in the third round. I love those first three picks for the Cardinals for their defense. I think they definitely bolstered that. And now let's dive into...
Wait. One more. Can I give you one more?
Okay, go ahead.
Like, super value draft. The Giants.
The Giants did what they were supposed to. It felt with Abdul Carter
specifically. Yeah, so Abdul Carter, that's the right pick. I think they were trying to get a trade, but that's the right pick. I think he's the best. You know, you can say him or Travis Hunter. You know, some people had Abdul at the top. Some people had Travis Hunter at the top. You know, elite edge rusher.
Yeah.
Then they still get their quarterback in Jackson Dart. They trade in. They don't give up a ton.
Yeah, two third-round picks.
Darius Alexander out of Toledo. I could come or take or leave that. But
he's
then
an NFL ready. He's an NFL-ready defensive tackle. He's an older prospect. I think he's like 25, 26.
Oh, so old.
But then, well, I mean, he's a guy that, like, and I think he was at the Senior Bowl, huh, Jeff? Darius Alexander?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think he was one of those guys that really made a lot of money in the pre-draft process that, you know, someone kind of from a smaller school but just went and terrorized offensive linemen at the pre-draft process events. Yeah, I got there. I like that pick too.
But then Cam Scataboo, fourth round.
Sadly love that pick for the Giants.
Yeah, and they needed a running back. They got a running back. And then Marcus Embo, who I think was one of the top interior linemen.
It's Bo.
Embo, yeah, right. You know, so, I mean, like, you got, like, I don't know, that's what, five starters? It's a pretty good
haul. Nice pieces, yeah. Right.
No, it was a good draft for Joe Shane.
I'll throw one in, too, for me. I like the New England Patriots. I thought they did a lot around to help Drake May beef up that offense for them. Will Campbell, LSU guy, their fourth overall pick. Trayvon Henderson, the running back out of Ohio State in the second round, and their two third-round picks. Wide receiver Kyle Williams from Washington State, and then the Georgia center, Jared Wilson there. Like the focus to surround Drake May with to have success as much as possible, because what we saw from him, he definitely looks like a star rising.
And Trevion Henderson, as much of a home run play waiting to happen as he is when he has the ball in his hands, he's one of the better pass-protecting running backs in this class.
Yeah.
He's an instant three-down back and someone that, you know, if you try to blitz Drake May, he's going to take your head off. So, yeah, I agree with you. I think the Patriots had a good draft.
Jeff, looking at your question, I know it was about the second round and quarterbacks where the Saints ended up taking theirs and Louisville's Tyler Shuck.
I'm sorry, I was going through. Can you ask that question again?
Your question was about the second round and quarterbacks. And the Saints had taken theirs, obviously, in round two this year, being Tyler Shuck. The only time they've taken a quarterback in team history in round two.
Yeah, so, you know, I did want to go through, like, the whole list of second-round picks. We have time for that?
Yeah, we could do this.
All right, so give me thumbs up, thumbs down. So, Tyler Shuck, pick 40. None in 2024. In 2023, Will Levis, which—
Thumbs down.
Yeah, I mean, still got time. You're talking about year three.
We should have known when I'm putting mayonnaise in coffee.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, eating bananas with the peel on, stuff like that. You know, 2021, Kyle Trask.
Thumbs down.
Yeah. He was a 64th pick, so pretty late in the second round. Jalen Hurts of the Eagles.
Thumbs up.
Yeah,
he's been to two Super Bowls, got a ring already, right.
I think he's pretty good. Drew Lock to Broncos in 2019.
Boo. Thumbs down.
2018, there were none. DeSean Kizer to the Browns in 2017.
That's the Browns, so thumbs down.
Christian Hackenberg to the Jets in 2016.
Boy. Oh, my goodness. Thumbs
terrible.
Down.
Now, this is an interesting one. 2014. Derek Carr to the Raiders. The funny thing, it's like people are going to want to say thumbs down.
The famous YouTuber?
The famous YouTuber, Derek Carr.
Homegrown network.
The homegrown network. People are going to want to say Derek Carr, but like we're talking about a second round pick. Derek Carr's career is a highly successful second round pick. So, you know.
I plead the fifth.
Yeah. I mean, like we don't like Derek Carr right now, but like if you're talking about total career second round pick, when you think of like, oh, Christian Hackenberg, DeSean Kizer, okay, yeah. Thumbs up. Jimmy Garoppolo is an interesting one. Because second round pick, he was a 62nd pick, went to the Patriots. Yeah. He started a couple games in the year that Tom Brady got suspended. Patriots ended up trading him to the 49ers, ended up going to the Raiders. You know, so a couple Raiders quarterbacks there. He was kind of right in the middle.
Right.
Brock Osweiler in 2012.
Thumbs down. Man.
And then a couple others. Really interesting in 2011. Andy Dalton at 35.
Thumbs up.
I got to give a thumbs up for Andy Mann.
Absolutely. Oh, you're going to give Andy a thumbs up? You're not going to give Derek a thumbs up? They had the exact same career. Anyway, Colin Kaepernick to the 49ers in 36. He went to the Super Bowl. Yeah, right there. I think he's in the middle. And here's the thing, like, because we're comparing him to Jimmy Clausen in 2010, Mel Kiper said he was going to retire if he wasn't any good.
You're making me feel bad now, Jeff, with this history of second round quarterbacks.
Well, but that's what I mean. It's hit or miss. It's hit or miss. That's my point.
There's been a lot of misses. Right.
Well, right, but it's hit or miss. It's probably 50-50.
Where's the good 50? Let's come on.
What are you talking about?
Like
I know Jalen Hurts so far is the only one I've really liked.
Jalen Hurts. And okay, again, Derek Carr's career, he's played 10 years. He's 20th all time in passing yards.
We're like 3.5.
Andy Dalton, again. So you're talking about, and I'm not saying, there's better ones. There's better ones.
I know. Okay. I've been waiting for the big one.
2008, Brian Brom and Chad Henne. No. 2007. Kevin Cobb, John Beck, Drew Stanton.
Dear
no.
Lord.
2006, Kellen Clemens and Tavares Jackson.
You're not making me feel good here, no way.
Now, you went 4 years without a single one. 2005, 2004, 2003, 2002, zero. 2001, Drew Brees.
There you go.
The light and the shine that shines down from the heavens.
The caveat with Drew Brees is that he was the 31st overall pick. If it happened today, he would have been a first round pick. Yeah. Then Quincy Carter to the Cowboys. Marcus Tuiasosopo. So, I mean, like.
Good pronunciation, sir.
Thank you. He went to the Raiders. So, I mean, that's the thing. That's why taking a quarterback in the second round is a sketchy proposition. But, you know, there are some long-term quality quarterbacks on that list. There are some guys who are like, wow, I forgot about them. There are some guys that started games. Jimmy Garoppolo weren't great. There were some guys who got decent contracts. So, I mean, that's where you are. You're talking about a kind of a 50-50 proposition.
We're going to take a break here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed one.
Okay, go ahead.
Geno
me.
Smith.
Okay.
Geno's all right. I'll give him a thumbs up
like
on that one.
That's the sixth good name in the last 20 years.
Ended on
well,
a
there's
high
like
note,
20
say.
Names on here. 10 of them probably had long-term careers.